用拜的意思。
Thank you.
Order of Matins, page 219, we stand. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of our intuit, we chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
is hymn 644. You may be seated.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another secret, lest he who hears you brings you to shame, brings shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver, like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, he refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Epistle from Ephesians, chapter 4. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. A reading from Luke, chapter 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, of all the heavens, Lord of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, of the nation of your house and the place where your
for her life. He died. We sing those common words, and they sum up not only Ephesians 4, but they sum up the Christian church and the life of a Christian in the church. Bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are united as one as a baptismal font. You heard those words from Ephesians 4. 7 times. One, 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 one. We are one. We are united as one. This is not just a slogan or a motto. This is God's word. It's the truth. So why is it so hard to hear? And if we can hear it, why is it so hard to live? Was about 12 years ago now, our congregation had been experiencing some rather rapid growth for a number of reasons. And we were designated as one of the 30 fastest growing congregations in the Lutheran Church, Missouri. Isn't that amazing? So we were invited to a special event to be held in Omaha. One pastor, one lay leader, go to Omaha and enjoy part of the synods of Blaze movement. This was to ignite congregations. 30 were invited, 28 showed up, and so the chairman of our congregation, that time it was Kurt Christensen and I, we made the trip to Omaha to be honored and ignited and to ignite others. Well, it was less than spectacular, this 2-day event. We were there from various congregations all throughout the synod, and it was clear. Most of us had very, very little in common. There came a part of the particular workshop, seminar, pep talk, where we had a strategic planner who was there. Maybe you've been involved in this strategic plan. You have a person who's up at the chalkboard or whiteboard or the piece of papers that flip. And he's there with his magic marker and he's writing down everything people say as fast as they say. We're all gathered in the room and the question before us, what do we have in common? Remember, 28 of the 30 fastest growing, according to some stat anyway, congregations in the Missouri Synod. What do we have in common? One pastor raised his hand and said, we're all predominantly white. And the gentleman wrote it on a piece of paper and hung it up on the wall. Another one shouted out, we're predominantly middle upper class. And he wrote it down. And we went around the room with all of these silly kind of things, these outward things that it looked like we had in common. To my shame and horror, I just sat there. I couldn't believe what was happening. But our congregational chairman, Mr. Christensen, who won't be happy that I'm using his name in a sermon, shouted out, Ephesians 4. Their strategic planner looked at him, and then went about his business. He just completely ignored it. After 2 or 3 more silly kind of comments that went up, again, Kurt hollered out, Ephesians 4. The consultant looked at him and ignored him again. This went on, and finally the third time, Kurt hollered out, Ephesians 4. The consultant stopped, looked at Kurt, and says, I don't get it. which Kurt replied, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is in all and through." The guy looked at Kurt and said, "Oh, okay." And then he went on. He never wrote it down. Ephesians 4 never made it to the piece of paper and up on the wall. My friends, why is it that it is so hard for us to humble ourselves before the Word of God? All of our readings, Proverbs, our gospel reading from Luke 14, extol the God-given gift of humility. Humility and unity go hand in hand. Humility and unity go hand in hand. If you want to be united, humble yourselves before the Word of God. Ephesians 4 says, "I urge you, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." You have been called. You have been called by grace through faith to the one true faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. You have been called as a baptismal font. You have been called by His Word. You have been united with Christ, His death, and His resurrection. You are a Christian. God's Word says, "I just urge you to live as a Christian. Walk as a Christian." What does that mean? Good Lutheran question. It means to humble yourselves before the Word of God. Another way to talk about the walk that we have is to use the word vocation, the various callings that we have. Now, our primary calling is the calling of the baptismal font, where we are called to be a Christian. And from Christ and His Word flow all of the various callings in our life. Walk as a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. You want to be united as you live out your life in your various vocations, then humble yourself before the Word of God. If you are a student, humble yourself before the Word of God. Listen to your authorities. Do not exasperate your teachers or your parents, because your job, your vocation, your calling is to be a student. Teachers, likewise to say, do not exasperate your students, but teach them, and teach them the truth. Husbands, humble yourself before the Word of God. Love your wife as Christ has loved the church. Speak gently to her, not harshly. Forgive her of her faults. Under Christ, worship the ground she walks on. Wives, humble yourself before the Word of God. Submit to your husband as Christ submitted to the Lord. Encourage your husband in his love for you. Love him and forgive him for his many faults. Member of a congregation, it's really pretty simple. Go to church. Hear the Word of God. Receive His gifts. Don't speak ill of your brothers and sisters in Christ, but pray for them, encourage them, build them up. Your calling as a neighbor or as a citizen, humble yourself before the Word of God. Love one another as Christ has loved you. My friends, as we humble ourselves before the Word of God, take a wild guess what's going to happen. Our families will be more united. Our congregation will be more united. Our world will be more united as people hear the Word of God and live it, walk it according to the calling that they have been given. 7 times, God, through the Apostle Paul, teaches us what this unity is and what this unity looks like. There is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. My friends, we cannot tap into all of the richness of God's Word here in one short sermon. Maybe a 10-part sermon series, but not one short sermon. Note that all of this unity, all of this unity flows out of walk according to the manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called with humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Note what God does not say. He does not say that you create this unity or you have to make this unity happen. It is a present reality. You are one in Christ Jesus. This unity is a gift from God. All you or I can do is mess it up. And so what God is encouraging us and exhorting us today is to maintain that God-given unity that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is one body, the body of Christ. Who is the head? Pope Francis? No. Matthew Harrison? No. Poppy Morundi? No. The head of the one body is the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. The head of the church is Jesus Christ. We are the body and he is the head. And we enjoy in thanksgiving for all that he has done for us. We hang on every word that he gives us. One body and one spirit. We're not talking about a spirit that warms our heart and lives inside of us. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who calls us to faith, who unites us as one. We can't do this on ourselves. We don't call ourselves or make our own decision that is contrary to the Word of God. When we humble ourselves before the Word of God, we confess, as we do in Luther's Small Catechism, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified, and keeps me in the one true faith. Just as you were called, that's this call of the Holy Spirit, to one hope. We use that word hope in a variety of ways. A couple of days ago, we hoped that it would stop raining and the sun would shine. Last night, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, we hoped that we could pull a big upset. Our hopes are usually, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. God's word that is used here with regard to hope. It's all almost synonymous with faith. Our faith is in the one true God who has loved us and gave himself for us. We don't know when Christ will come again, but we know that his promises are true, and we cling in faith to the one hope that God has given us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This hope belongs to our calling. This is who we are in Christ Jesus. And there is a movement in the Lord Jesus Christ. True God and true man, all at the same time. We do not divide him in any way, shape, or form. He is true God and true man, begotten of the Father from all eternity and born of the Virgin Mary. True man, so we can suffer and die in our stead. True God, so we can rise from the dead and take away the sin of the world. We do not have one Lord for rich people and another Lord for poor people. We do not have one Lord for white, upper middle class suburban folks. And there is one Jesus Christ who took on flesh and blood and lived and died and rose again the sin of the world. One faith. One faith. We cling in faith to the word and forgiveness that only life can bring. My friends, what unites us as one in the church is the forgiveness of sins, one bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus, distributed freely through God's word and sacrament. It is the forgiveness of sins that is the uniting factor through the person and work of our Lord Jesus. One baptism. This is what unites us. This is the common denominator. How silly it is when we try to divide because we won't listen to the simple word of God. Sometimes people will talk about a water baptism and a spirit baptism, and a spirit baptism is more important than a water baptism. Read John 3. Water baptism is a spirit baptism. We do not divide God's unity. He is the one who has attached Good Friday and Easter to the waters of holy baptism. And there we are washed clean. There we are adopted into the family. There we are made brothers and sisters in Christ. One God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, in all. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reigns over the whole world. He's over all, whether people acknowledge it or not. He is in all. That means the Holy Trinity lives in you by grace through faith. And he is through all. Whenever we do a good work in faith, good works that God has provided for us in advance, this is Christ working in us and through us to accomplish his will and his purpose. My friends, there have been many times when we have not humbled ourselves. There have been many times when we thought we had better words than the Lord Jesus Christ did. There have been times when we have completely disregarded the unity that God gives us in Jesus Christ. And there have been times when we have heard the Word of God, and like that crazy consultant, it just didn't make any sense. I don't get it. My friends, today, through the Word of God, are forgiven. You are united as one in Christ Jesus. And now forgiven and set free, we hear God's word. I urge you, brothers and sisters in Christ, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. May God grant it to you, may God grant it to us, for Jesus' sake. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our faith, our doctrine in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith as we sing the word of God. This morning we sing the words of the Te Deum. That is on page 223 and following. We sing.
Thank you.
In addition to the prayer requests listed in your news and notes, we remember Larry Eisenman, whose departure seems quite imminent, and also for Diane, sister of Barb Poppy, who is on hospice care. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church, beginning with Matins, page 227, we stand. Even with the Kyrie, page 227. Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy
spirit. Lord, we implore you, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, do give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and all people. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your love in the redemption of the world through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. We pray that, walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor, be sustained and comforted through the troubles of this life, and finally, be received into your eternal kingdom. Through your infinite mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We beg you to bless your church throughout the world, that it may be so guided and governed by your good Spirit, that all who profess themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in the unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in the righteousness of life. Send down on all ministers of the gospel and on the congregations committed to their care the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the word that is preached and the sacraments that are administered may be for the salvation of all who hear and receive. Especially bless the Allman family as they transition to a new field of service in Houston. Lord, in your mercy, most heartily we beg you with your favor to behold President Trump and the Congress of the United States and all others in authority over us, and so to replenish them with your grace, that they may always incline to your will and walk in your ways. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and happiness, truth and righteousness, faith and piety may be established among us throughout all generations. Lord, in your mercy,
we
humbly entreat your aid for all the afflictions that we endure in this world of sin. May it please you to preserve all who travel by air, land, or sea, to comfort all who are in peril or need, and to satisfy the needs of all your creatures. We especially commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed in mind or body or state, especially Natalie, Noel and Carol, Charlotte, Kristen, Celeste, Dell, Ed, Cindy, Mildred, Marjorie, Anna, Sherry, Bonnie, Warren, Ralph, Desi, Joyce, Maurice, Greg, Martha, the family of Gary and Myrna, especially their daughter Louisa and their grandchildren, and for Kay. We pray for all those whose time of departure from this world of sin, this veil of shadow, draws near, especially for Larry and Diane. Grant mercy to all who are afflicted by natural or man-made calamity, especially those suffering from hurricanes, fire, and mass shootings. Comfort to the sorrowing and grant healing to the injured. Comfort and relieve all who suffer according to their various needs, giving them patience in their suffering and deliverance from all their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy, hear us, most merciful God. In these our humble requests, which we offer up to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. May be seated for our closing hymn, 649.
Thank you.
quick notes, I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and notes and several inserts that we have. All the activities and events that are happening in the 8 weeks ahead are listed there. You're all invited to join us for goodies at the fellowship hall. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 10 or 12 minutes or so. Then we'll move to various different spots for Sunday school. Two opportunities for adult Bible study today. Summary of Christian Doctrine, Room 109. What are we studying today? Salvation accomplished. Salvation accomplished. All right, lots of Jesus stuff there. We are taking a break from our Formula Concord Bible study, and we've got a six-week time. We're looking at stewardship, and we'll continue that stewardship Bible study in the fellowship hall. So, two opportunities for adult Bible study. Also, this afternoon at the Lutheran Family Services building on O Street, the Zone LWML rally, fall rally is this afternoon, and that starts at 1 o'clock. And that will be the last official activity for me as Zone LWML Pastoral Advisor. So I'll have the Bible study over there today. I took over for Pastor Borman when he took a call from Trinity. And so it's been good, but too many family things going on right now, and I have to shed some of those extra activities. So that's at 1 o'clock at the Lutheran Family Services. And there's a tour of the facility. It should be a really, really good thing. Pastor, anything else?
Two youth group events. Two youth group events.
Roca is on Saturday night and movie on Sunday afternoon. They're both in the bulletin.
So the Roca Scary Farm event is happening about the same time as the next Husker football game.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, another scary.
Well, that's Ohio State, so that's even more terrifying.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. God's gift of humility covers over a variety of things in our lives. All right. Please join us for coffee and goodies, study of God's Word. Have a great day and week and life in